Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
Maya, I've got a charge on one of my credit cards, and I'm questioning it. Can you help me find out what purchased and where it was shipped?
Sure, willing to definitely assist. May I locate the account?
Okay, what do you need as far as locating the account? My name?
Yes, what's your zip code?
Zip code's 29678.
And what's your name?
James Richardson.
James Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me one moment. I'm still trying to pull up the information on the account. It's not pulling up a James Richardson. Would it be under a different name, sir?
Well, there's only one other, and that's the female in the family, Cheryl, Cheryl.
No, and it's not pulling up the information. What, do you have an order number, or what's the last 4 digits of the card number you're being billed on?
The last digits of the card number, the last four are 6720.
6720?
That's correct.
Bear with me one moment. And what was the date and the amount that you being billed for?
Okay, the date, 11/22. The amount is $49.97.
Okay, so someone in the background said John. Are you John?
No, I'm James. Try Jim, J-I-M, see if that's possibly.
No, sir. It's not pulling up any names on that either, sir. And did you, is this a phone number that would have been placed on the account that you're calling in on?
What is the what number?
What's your phone number, sir?
Phone number, okay, would be, our phone number is 864-886-2446.
And what's your address?
100 Carolina Avenue, Seneca, South Carolina.
Thank you. So, yes, sir, I located your account with the post oximeter. Do you remember paying the postage for the post oximeter back on November 17th?
Oximeter. Yes, I have that, and I did receive it. The only thing I was supposed to be charged for was the shipping. That was a thing on the internet. Answer to a survey and choose one of these gifts.
That is correct, sir, but it states you paid the postage for receiving it for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. But for joining the club, sir, it's a recurring billing each month of the $49.97. And it is a recurring billing. But each time it's billed, it gives you a $125 gift card to use on the website.
I don't know what kind of scam this is, but I'm not going to be involved in it. I expect you to give me full credit of $49.97. Immediately, and I don't know, I haven't got my December statement, so perhaps you've got it on there. You say this occurs every month?
That is correct, sir, but if you don't want the recurrent billing, we can go ahead and cancel the account out, and we can go ahead and reverse back the transaction. We can refund 35% of the funds to you, sir.
No. You're going to reverse it to the full amount of $49.97, or I'll take it up with PayPal, and they'll reverse it. Now, which do you want to do? Do you want to totally reverse it, or do you want to let PayPal handle it? Your choice.
Well, we can only refund 50% of the transaction.
No, sir. We're going to do 100%. Do you understand that? 100%. Or it'll go through PayPal, and they will reverse 100%. I think I will just do it this way. I'll let PayPal handle it. I don't want to cause you any hard feelings.
Well, then,
You've
of
got your
course, sir, we
job.
can go ahead and cancel and reverse back the full amount to you. You should receive it within 3 to 5 business days, along with an email notification to verify. Anything else?
Nope. You've got my email address.
We have a Poppy for jr@msn.com.
Poppy94 at msn.com. I'm
That is
sorry,
correct.
Poppy94, jr@msn.com. I'll look for the confirmation. Thank you, and I hope you have a good rest of the day.
You too. If there is nothing else.